Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Almanac time. I'm going solo, but really, really not, because we've got...
Let's do it.
Yeah, we do. We have Virtual Neil in tow, ready to go. Here, helping us out on the Bob Almanac here today. Before we get into this date in history and the birthdays, let's do one of these, actually two of these. Just
Bob Almanac. Rewind.
So a couple of clarifications from last week. Leroy Van Dyke is not dead. He is not dead.
If a woman answers, hang up the phone.
He's still able to hang up the phone. He's still able to walk on by, and I'm sure he's still be able to auction off a herd of cattle.
If a woman,
blame it on Neil's staff. But was it Friday? We said that Leroy Van Dyke was in the gone but not forgotten list. And, you know, when you've got five or six different sources that your staff is working with, and Neil's staff barely has one source, a lot of times there's wrong information from different sources. One source said that Leroy Van Dyke was dead, and the others said that he was alive. And rather than actually doing the due diligence and going through and checking on that at the age of 95, I guess my staff just said, well, he must not be with us anymore. They put him in that category. And the other thing is that my staff so enjoys when Neil's staff forgets a big name, especially country music and wrestling, and it's not in there. They just get overjoyed, and I think they were just overly joyed and giddy that they were going to really zing his staff with Leroy Van Dyke. Leroy Van Dyke! But yeah, he's 95, birthday October 4th. He turned 95. Happy birthday, Leroy Van Dyke. I hope you get to 100. I hope you do. But when he does pass over that line and crosses over, let's make a bet between you and me. Will Neil's staff have Leroy Van Dyke in the gons or not, but forgottens, or will it be where we did what we did on Friday? That is the question. Mark it down. Make bets amongst yourself. I don't gamble, but you guys can make bets amongst yourself at your cafes and your coffee shops and your Elks lodges and things. Leroy Van Dyke. And then one other thing. Somebody called in. I think both of these people called in. This is how passionate they were about these topics and about the Bob Almanac. About Thanksgiving. I believe it was on Thursday we had the tidbit from Abraham Lincoln, who designated the last Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. We had somebody said, no, it's the fourth Thursday. Well, that is what it is now. But as we clearly said on the, I think on the Almanac, we said it was Abraham Lincoln that designated originally the last Thursday in November. Then sometime after that, they decided, well, you know, we don't want the last Thursday of the month to be Thanksgiving, because that shortens the Christmas shopping season then, right? They want that shopping season. They want the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas to be long enough, more shopping days, the whole thing. It helps the economy. So at some point in time, after Abe said, well, let's do last Thursday, at some point in time, was it Congress or somebody, said, no, let's do the fourth Thursday. But thank you for that call. We certainly do appreciate those. Monday, October 7th, 281st day of the year, and we're doing an Almanac quiz for those tickets. Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers reimagined the state 1492. You know what Christopher Columbus was doing? He was sailing the ocean blue. Yeah, he didn't land in, you know, he discovered the West. He discovered America for Europe for the most part, although, of course, reports of other Europeans being here before him. But 1492, he took a turn, and he could have landed in what is current United States right now, present day. But he actually turned. He missed Florida when he made a course change. Ended up in what he eventually called the West Indies in the Caribbean. 1492, Christopher Columbus. Now, people in Florida today would love if Milton would make a course change and miss Florida, according to Kara. That isn't going to happen, unfortunately, it looks like. And we'll keep our eye on that with Kara again tomorrow here on Bob. So that's 1492 on this date, 1916. Neil, are you here?
Huh?
Georgia Tech. I know you're a big college football fan, so I'm sure you're ready for more college football.
I'm ready, Jim.
Georgia Tech defeated Cumberland University 222-0. Georgia Tech, they ran the score up for whatever reason in 1916. I don't know if it was for the rankings or what it was. 222-0. It's still college football's most lopsided game. And so they asked the Cumberland University coach, "Coach, how did you lose 222-0? And he said, "We missed a 34-yard field goal that would have made it 222-3. That's how you lose 222-0 is you miss a short field goal in 1916. 1968, here's some audio for you.
"I'm Chuck Heston. I'd like to talk to you for a minute about something I think you'll feel is worth talking about, especially if you're the parents of younger children. The theater owners of America, along with the producers and distributors of films in this country, have worked out an advisory system of movie ratings."
Yeah, those movie ratings were adopted this date, and they brought in some of the heavyweights. Julie Andrews was one of them, and there he is, Charlton Heston. I was thinking that not even Charlton Heston could call himself Chuck. I guess people call him Chuck. Chuck Heston. I figured it had to be Charlton. Knowing what we know about Charlton Heston, I didn't think he would allow anybody, including himself, to call him Chuck. But Chuck Heston right there, helping out the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, adopting its rating system. The original ratings were the G, the PG, and the R. I'm not sure if X was there in the very beginning, but of course then they went NC-17, and they've added PG-13. And is there another one out there still? Well, the NC-17 was one we talked about not too long ago. But this was 1968. They did not rate movies officially before this date, 1968. We're going to move up to 85.
"In Port Said, Egypt, a visibly devastated Marilyn Klinghoffer finally left the Achille Lauro. She and her wheelchair-bound 69-year-old husband, Leon, had boarded the Italian cruise liner 7 days ago in Genoa for their first vacation in 2 years. Today, Mrs. Klinghoffer left the ship a widow. Her husband murdered 2 days ago by Palestinian terrorists."
Oof, this was a bad story in 85. For some whatever reason, I'm in high school this time, and I'll never forget the name Leon Klinghoffer and the boat Achille Lauro, which actually burned and, like, sunk decades later. But Leon Klinghoffer killed by a Palestinian terrorist who had hijacked the Achille Lauro. That was his state in 85. Sadly, this won't be the last item we have on today's show about terrorists. How about this date, 2001? Speaking of that, after 9/11, this was the date that the United States and our allies, Britain, launched military strikes in Afghanistan. We were going after Al-Qaeda.
"On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime."
Yeah, that was a state, 2001, less than a month after the 9/11 attacks. It wasn't quite like getting Iraq out of Kuwait. As we know and found out, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists were embedded. They were in caves, tough to get out. And it was a lengthy process, certainly. That was a state, 2001. 2003, this date in California.
"I've heard your voices loud and clear. We have tough choices ahead. The first choice that we must make is the one that will determine our success. Shall we rebuild our state together, or shall we fight amongst ourselves, create even deeper division, and fail the people of California?"
California, that's the one and only Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was elected special recall election to get Gray Davis, Not Gary, but Gray. I think his parents wanted to name him Gary, but they flip-flopped. They transposed the R and the A, and they go, oh, we'll go with Gray. That's kind of good. He's going to have premature gray hair anyway, just like his uncles. Gray Davis lost the recall election. Now, this was an election. Not only was Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, but you had Gary Coleman, Arnold, what you talking about, Willis, and then there's a porn star and some others that were in there. So Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't the most off-the-wall candidate, and California elected him, which is kind of hard to believe. More conservative, wasn't he not a Republican? 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger, kind of following the footsteps of his good buddy, Jesse Ventura, who just, what would have been 5 years prior to that, was elected governor here in Minnesota. And then this was the day 1 year ago. You can hear a lot about it in the news, about the 1 year anniversary of that just awful Hamas terrorist attack on civilians at this music festival, this music and arts festival in Israel. It was awful. And I've seen any of the video, just what took place. But they killed over 1,000 people, hundreds of hostages. Some of those hostages are still being held. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared, "We are at war," 2023. That was a year ago, October 7th. And it was the same date that United States and Britain launched military strikes into Afghanistan against Al-Qaeda. I haven't heard anything. This is the first time that I realized that those were on the same date, 22 years apart. I don't know if there's any correlation, if that's why Hamas did it on that date or not. I don't think so, but it's quite a coincidence. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Birthdays. Oh, we're doing a quiz again. Keep it right here for a quiz. Talk show host Joy Behar. I didn't know she was 82. She's a longtime host of the, or co-host, if you will, of The View. I don't watch The View. I've never watched The View. I've only seen clips, kind of like this one.
Hey, Stewie, 3 o'clock, time for The View.
No, not again! Let me out of here! I can't watch another second!
Leave it up to Family Guy. Joy Behar from The View is 82. Ollie North.
As you all know by now, my name is Oliver North, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Marine Corps. My best friend is my wife, Betsy, to whom I have been married for 19 years and with whom I have had 4 wonderful children, aged 18, 16, 11, and 6.
And my car, which is a 70 Ford Maverick, which I also call Betsy. It's what I drove here to these hearings here today. Became a everyday name, household name. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, 81 today from the Iran-Contra scandal of the 1980s. Let's get some music in here now. Neil, remember Godley and Cream?
Huh?
Well, yeah, that's because remember when we had Lol Cream as a birthday, you second-guessed my staff as if he was even worthy of being on the list. Did all that great work at 10cc. Now here's his buddy and partner, Kevin Godley. '79 today. This was their big hit. They went solo after they left 10cc and did I'm Not in Love, and it was a revolutionary song with a revolutionary video with the morphing from face to face. It's quite interesting, and they were quite influential in the music industry from the 70s into the 80s and beyond, producing and writing. But Kevin Godley of Godley and Cream, a happy birthday, mentioned 79. This guy had a lot of hits.
When I was a young boy, sipping with those young boy ways. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I love all those young boy days.
Looks good in a bandana.
Girl like you.
Heavy smoker.
Girl like you.
Was it 5 or 6 heart attacks? But he continues to keep on a ticking. John Mellencamp. He was John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, now John Mellencamp. Of course, part of the Farm Aid with Willie and everybody. R-O-C-K in the USA, one of his hits as well. 73 today. This might be our only TV theme today. So I got to get that. TV theme time.
Hey there, where are you going? Not exactly knowing. Who says you have to call just one place?
Oh, he's BJ. He's BJ McKay. BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. Of course, he wasn't a bear. He was a monkey. He was a chimpanzee.
New dreams and better scenes. Best of all, I don't pay property tax.
Greg Evigan singing his own theme. We love that. So Judy Lander is one of the lovely ladies that kind of traveling around in that semi-truck, chasing around BJ and the bear, one of the Landers sisters, Judy Landers. On the list here today, 68. Vlad Putin, currently the president of Russia, and will probably be as long as he wants to be, or until there's some kind of an overthrow or a coup. Russian President Vladimir Putin, Putin, you can say it any way you want. He is 72.
I don't know.
Yo-Yo Ma.
What? Yo-Yo Ma? You just said Yo-Yo Ma.
What's Yo-Yo Ma?
Hey, Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma.
So, we have a cellist on today's list, and the option is to either have some beautiful cello music provided by Yo-Yo Ma, or a couple of Yo-Yo Ma references from Seinfeld. What did we go with? Well, that was obvious. Yo-Yo Ma, 69.
It says here you work as a wedding singer.
I was.
How many ended in divorce? If I were you, I'd phone up the War Department, volunteer your services, because you've just invented a new form of torture.
I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't.
I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices possibly in Miami.
We could go on and on and on. He was legendary for his insults. He would tell people what he thought as a judge on American Idol. He was on Britain's Got Talent. He was on The X Factor in Britain and in here. He has influences on both sides of the Atlantic. He was the judge on American Idol for, 14 or 15 years. And is he still on America's Got Talent? He's probably judging somewhere. I can't imagine him not. 65 for Simon Cowell today.
Oh, I lied when I drank her.
What do you think of Dale Watson, Neil? Dale Watson.
Don't believe me when I had a few.
He got great hair.
Oh,
I think we can all agree on that. And this song is fun. It's love the beginning of it.
Drank a lot.
Dale Watson, Texas Country. And this one here. Get a lot of requests for it. Play it here on Bob FM. I lie when I drink.
The bartender rolls his eyes.
He is 62. One more birthday today. Toni Braxton.
Love me again.
She's 57.
Undo this hurt.
Singer. Did some acting. Her and her family, her sister and her family, had a reality show. Wasn't it Braxton Family Values or something like that? Toni Braxton. Or am I thinking of Adam's Family Values? I don't know. Toni Braxton does, I think, is a distant relation to Cousin It. Toni Braxton is 57. Okay, now Gone's But Not Forgotten's here, as provided by Neil's staff. Country Music Hall of Famer Uncle Dave Macon. Considered the first Grand Ole Opry singing star, Uncle Dave, 1870. And I guess that wasn't, BJ and the Bear was not the only TV theme today.
Starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok.
Hey! Wild Bill, wait for me!
And Andy Devine as his pal Jingles.
Andy Devine was Jingles. He was a character actor who was in over 200 films, including The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And there he is from the Wild Bill Hickok show. Andy Devine, here this date, 1905.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning when through a sleepy day.
I could listen to Al Martino 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Soft as the rain.
Plus he did some acting. He was Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. Perfect, perfect role for him.
Shining on her golden hair.
Spanish Eyes might be his most recognizable song, but Mary in the Morning, there's nothing pretty.
When I wake,
or prettier. There's nothing pretty about Mary in the Morning, maybe.
So close beside me.
Hair all up in curlers and that house coat, as Conway Twitty would say. So there's Al Martino, 1927. Desmond Tutu, South African Archbishop, Nobel Prize winner. First black African to hold the position of Bishop of Johannesburg and Archbishop of Cape Town. Pretty significant there. Desmond Tutu, 1931. And
when I was younger man, I hadn't a care.
From the singing group Climax Blues Band.
Fooling around. Hitting the town.
Couldn't Get It Right, and this song, which is my favorite of theirs.
You came along and
that's not Colin Cooper singing lead, but he's in there somewhere. His little keyboards, little guitar.
Ooh, baby,
dabbles in the harmonica.
So I made you my wife.
Colin Cooper from the Climax Blues Band, 1939. And now Neil, what?
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten, thank you.
I love you.
All right, the quiz. We remembered it. The quiz. We're giving away these tickets to the Medina. Talk about some artists that had some big hits in the 50s and 60s, right? Roy Orbison, Everly Brothers. It's called Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers Reimagined, October 18th at the Medina Entertainment Center. All of our great funds there and all the great friends. Bring some fun so you can get some beverages and buy some popcorn. On October 18th, go to Robert's Bar and Grill downstairs, have a little pre-show dinner and fun. But the show is October 18th, Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers. Here is your quiz question. I hope you were listening because in 1968, this date, the Motion Picture Association adopted its rating system. And they went out and did some PSAs to tell people about them. And we played audio of a rather big star at the time that, he didn't like darn stinking apes talking or even touching them. Who was that big star who did the PSA for the MPAA in 1968? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First one to call in with the correct answer to that quiz question of the Bob Almanac quiz. Who was it? MPAA, PSA, 1968. You'll win. 763-450-0100 on the Bob Almanac.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert.